Newsday told us that 75% of Long Islanders subscribe to Optimum Online or Newsday's print edition and so have open access to their entire website. But there's one person who most certainly does not. His name is Saul Friedman, and for 13 years he's written a column for Newsday called Gray Matters, about and for older people. But he lives in Maryland, doesn't subscribe to the print edition or Optimum Online, and just isn't willing to pay $5 a week for access to the website. He says many of his readers across the country would be in the same boat, so he quit. He now blogs at a website called Time Goes By. Saul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So with all these layoffs in the media industry, wage reductions, furloughs, you just get up and quit. Are you nuts?
Yes, I suppose I am. I'm sort of contrary, but that's where I've been for 50 years in journalism.
You were a columnist in the pre-internet days when readers had to pay a couple of bucks to read your column. Why are you so upset?
Well, even in those earlier days, if the column was worth it, it would get out in the syndicate, and so you could get some wider circulation. As a result, you get some feedback from people all over the country, which is what any good columnist would want, because we're in the business of communicating, and communication is at least two ways.
So now you're blogging at a website called Time Goes By, and right. I assume you're making a whole lot less money than you did at Newsday.
A whole lot less, yes.
How much?
It's none.
But what do you think the solution is? Every journalist can't make the sacrifice that you're making, nor can news outlets continue to lose money at the rate that they're losing money.
Well, I happen to believe, Brooke, that the best of the newspapers will make it through this recession and come out whole. You know, I just don't think that we ought to be afraid of the online. A long time ago, when television came into the country, newspapers refused to carry the television schedules because they were so afraid of television.
Hey, Saul, you said you've been working in journalism for 50 years?
More. I'm 80.
So you've seen a lot of changes in the business.
I have. And I've seen a lot of people decrying the future of newspapers.
Are you not in a panic, being able to see through the long end of that telescope all the way back?
I am not in a panic because I can see all the way back. Brooke, newspapers as well as the online will continue, but I don't see how newspapers are going to help much of their bottom line if they charge money. People will go elsewhere.
Saul, thank you very much.
A pleasure.
Saul Friedman blogs on a website called Time Goes By.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.